I think we should just spend a minute or so, Lou, reflecting on what a huge weekend it was on the border.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to everybody who got out and about and just made it one of those fabulous border weekends.
Yeah.
City to city, it just goes from strength to strength. $110,000 for Albury Wodonga Health this year. That's $3,000
That's awesome.
More than last year, they reckon. The winners, there were the 10K and the 7.5K, Brett Ellis and Tali Bird. And the 7.5K run, Nathan Stote and Lauren Preston. Congratulations to those guys. But there were, I mean, just so many people. And Raging in Age says here from three weeks to 83 years.
Amazing.
Hope the three-week-old runner did a good job, Lou.
I'm sure he or she would have.
But, yeah, tremendous city to city. We love a good run.
And then on Saturday night at the Cube, there was the first rainbow ball, which is brilliant for the LGBTIQ plus community, the young people in town. And they were expecting or hoping for around 100 people. Around 300 young people turned out. So I think that's just wonderful. And just goes to show what an inclusive community we are. Love it.
And, of course, the big rugby league game, the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Riverina All-Stars. Yeah, the Rabbitohs ran out comfortable winners. It was like 52-10, something like that. But it wasn't about a scoreline, really. It was about getting one of the most high-profile sporting teams in Australia to come to the border.
Yes.
And then packing out the Albury Sports Ground with more than 5,000 people, which, if not ensures that we'll get another game like that, it gives us a pretty damn good chance of getting it in the future. And well done to everybody involved. Albury Thunder, of course, the Tigers, our man Mike Eden, who was instrumental. Just well done to everybody involved because it was a cracker. So what a weekend.
Yeah, huge weekend on the border. Why would you live anywhere else?